Thank you for joining me in today's broadcast of The Love Way. I just believe if you understand how easy it is to bear fruit, joy will come into your life. The first thing that you must know as a Christian is that you cannot bear fruit by yourself. It's impossible. You cannot bear the fruit of holiness. It's impossible. If you could bear the fruit of holiness or have holiness by your own works and by your own ability, it was not needed for Jesus to come. So just settle that in your heart. You cannot bear fruit. You don't have the right seed in you by yourself. The seed that was sown in man was the seed of the devil, the thought pattern of the devil in the Garden of Eden. And he walked by that. And the thought pattern of the devil is very easy to understand that. And that is, by what you do, you become who you are. And that's not from God. The thought pattern of the devil is this: do what is right and you'll become like God. Now the thought pattern of Jesus Christ is just the opposite. That's why the Bible says it's enmity between the word of God and the word of the devil. There's enmity between the seed of God and the seed of the devil. Now the word of God is this: you don't become righteous by the works of the law, but you can become righteous by faith in Jesus Christ. The word of the devil is this: you become what you do. The word of God is you don't become by what you do, you become by who you believe in. Hallelujah. You must know that. That's what God says. That's His word. That's His computation. And when you see that thought pattern, that's God's logic. By what Jesus Christ has done, you became holy. Because Jesus is a man, on behalf of man He lived, on behalf of man He obeyed, on behalf of man He died, and on behalf of man He was resurrected, and as a man, on behalf of you and me, He is seated at the right hand of God. And when He was raised from the dead, He was the first to be raised from the dead, and In one day, a man was born out of the dead, Jesus the Christ, to be seated forever at the right hand of the Father as righteous. In the day He was resurrected, you were resurrected, and righteousness came unto all the world, so that those who believe in it might receive it. By believing on Jesus, eating of the tree of life. You know that the Bible says, and this is just a simple, I just want to quickly lay a foundation so that we can understand how the reasoning of God is, what the reasoning of God is, how His logic works. If you look at the Garden of Eden, they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. After they ate of that, the Bible says, God said, let's get them out of this garden, because they're going to eat of the tree of life, and then they will be the way they are forever. So what was the attribute of the tree of life? One of the attributes. It was to keep somebody in the state that he is forever. So what happened in Jesus Christ was, He died, He was resurrected, He was seated at the right hand of the Father on behalf of the whole world. So that Paul could actually preach and say, I preach unto you, your sins has been forgiven. In Acts 13 verses 38. So what he declared unto them was that their sins were already forgiven. So I want to tell you that the whole world, everybody has been made righteous by Jesus Christ. But you can still go to hell and die if you don't believe that. You need to believe that. You can still, sickness has been healed by the body of Jesus Christ. I mean, health is coming to all the world. It's for everybody. But those who believe it, they enter into it. So believing to me is eating of the tree of life. Eating from Jesus. When you say, I believe what you say, it means I eat of what you provide. And the moment you say, I believe Jesus Christ obeyed on my behalf, He died on my behalf, and He was resurrected on my behalf, from that moment, you will be forever in the state that God made you through Jesus Christ. And that's the day when the Spirit indwells you. Eternal life comes into you. Health comes towards you. Prosperity comes towards you. And everything that is good is towards you. And as long as what you believe it, you'll experience that. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. So when I believe on Jesus, I am saved. I just want to say this to you, that I don't believe in this theory that says, this all-inclusive theory that says that Jesus Christ died for everybody. Everybody was made righteous, so nobody's going to hell. Everybody's just going to heaven if they believe or not. That's a lot of rubbish. That's not according to the Word of God. If you don't eat of the tree of life, if you don't believe that you have been made righteous in the blood of Jesus, what righteousness which has been given unto you will not manifest in your body. Now, I just want to put it this way. Money has been paid into all of our accounts. Let's put it, say the government puts 1,000 rand in everybody's account. If you don't go and draw of that money will have no effect in your body. We were made righteous by Jesus. If you don't believe that, it will have no effect in your body. That's it. That's why I just want to say this. I am a good news fanatic. Hallelujah. I am addicted to the good news, and I want to get as much people addicted to this good news as possible. Because if they can believe it, they will experience and have the effect of the life of Jesus in them. So by that, I just want to say that when you believe in Jesus, Jesus and what He's done has got an effect in your life, and that's what we call bearing fruit. Hallelujah. We're just going to get into the Scriptures quickly to explain that to you. You can open your Bible or just write it down. Matthew 13, I'm going to read from verse 18. It says, "Hear therefore the parable of the sower. When anybody or anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then comes the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart." So what does the word of God say here? It says that when Jesus spoke, it is the word that is sown. When God sows the computation or the reasoning or the logos, the logic of God, which is simple, you're not justified by what you do, but you're being justified by who He is. You are not anything on your own. You are who God is if He indwells you. That is the logic of God. He says, when you hear that and it falls onto your heart and you don't understand it, you don't comprehend God's way of thinking, I mean, it will just be snatched away by the evil one. So, the word is the seed. And when the seed falls into a heart which is willing to take it and believe it, that word will produce fruit in your life. So, if I look at my life, if I commit sin or do something that's wrong, I mean, if I just lose my temper, if I just do something that's just not right, you know what? I don't try and do the right thing. I immediately go, study the Word of God, hear more about His unconditional love. I just want to open my belief system more for who He is in me. Because the moment I do that, He will start to bear fruit, and that will deliver me from the thing that is binding me. The Bible says you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. Now, I just want to say this. The truth is not the sin you've committed. Because the Bible says truth came by Jesus Christ. So when Jesus Christ came, then only was truth revealed. Before Jesus, there was no truth. The law, if you read the law, the Bible says the law is the truth in the Old Testament. And the Old Testament was the truth that they had. But in the New, the Bible says grace and truth. Not just grace or just truth. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. That means before that, there was no truth. Now, what is truth? Paul said, he rebuked Peter. If you go and read Galatians, he said, "I rebuked Peter, I withstood him to his face, for he was to be blamed, because he did not obey the truth correctly." And then he said, if you read the next, if you skip one verse, the verse after that, he says, and this is the truth. This is what he didn't obey. That we are not justified by the works of the law, but by Jesus Christ. So the message of justification by faith came by Jesus. It was made known by Jesus. It was preached unto Adam by these words, "I'll bless you." And then Jesus came, manifested who the Father was, showed the grace of God, the mercy of God, and brought the truth that we by faith in Jesus can be justified. I've seen a sickness in the church today, and we must be careful of that. And that is what the Bible calls the leaven of the Pharisees. It's when we take the teaching of do's and don'ts and we want to mix it in with the message of grace. Where we say, well, you know, the grace message is wonderful, but we must do what is right. Now people, that is not life-giving. That is not what God wants for us. God doesn't want you to, in the name of Jesus, try and obey the law. Now, you know, so many people don't understand the fulfillment of the law. When we look at the fulfillment of the law, we must realize that the law has been fulfilled. When I was preaching out in Canada and I got this wonderful revelation. You know why the Bible says that God is love? Because He is. That's it. Very deep. Because He is. You know why the Bible says we've been made the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ? Because we've been made the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. Do you know why the Bible says when Jesus hanged on the cross, it is finished? Very simple. Because it was finished. The old covenant was done away with. The law was fulfilled. The commandment that was against us, the law, was nailed to the cross according to Colossians 2 verses 14. And that was the armor of the devil. The Bible says he's been disarmed by the law being nailed to the cross. So the armor he was using was the law. So when you were under the law, that message, that seed of the law, the seed of do's and don'ts, knowing what's right and wrong, trying to do the right thing, and not living by the nature of God that indwells you. I mean, that produces death and not life. So let's just open our hearts to this message and you'll see the power of God manifesting in your life. You'll be amazed to see how holy you can live when you allow this message in your life. You'll be amazed to see who you can forgive and how stable your character becomes and how full of love you become and how your thought pattern concerning people changes when you allow the Word of God, the message of His unconditional love, to be rooted in your life. You know, if we take the message of God's unconditional love, the message of faith, righteousness, the message of being justified by Jesus because God loves us, living through the resurrected Christ, when we take that message, we shouldn't just give shallow ground to that word. So many times we take the message of do's and don'ts and we give it the deepest ground in our life and we take the message of faith, righteousness, and we give it shallow ground. It quickly comes up. We're happy because God loves us. We've been forgiven. We've been given everything. And that's it. But the moment persecution comes because of the word, we don't want it anymore. When you think of the good news message, my friend, don't think of buying your child a toy. No, when you think of the good news message, you must think of in the same category and even deeper than when you got married to your wife. You know, when your child, when you buy him a little polystyrene aeroplane and he plays with it outside and it breaks, it costs R5. You go and buy another one. It's nothing. But when you get married, you can't trade her in. You're stuck with her. So you make sure that you marry a woman of God, that you marry a man of God. You think through the thing. You pray. You ask a sign. Man, you do everything because you want to make sure it's the best. So, because it's a lifelong commitment. And the same with the message of God's unconditional love. Don't just give it a place in your life. Give your life and all the places unto that message, because then the Word of God can bear fruit in your life in every area. Hallelujah. Let's go to Colossians and we're just going to elaborate on this. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 6. What I'm saying in short is this, that you cannot bear good fruit by yourself. It's impossible. Man, I want to put it this way to make it more shocking. You cannot bear fruit. That's it. Ground, outside, if you take ground, sterile ground with no seed in it, it cannot bear fruit. I want to say it again. Sterile ground. I remember when I was down in Bredasdorp, they farm there with flowers and then they will take ground, they put it in a big pot and like almost steam the ground, make it 100 degrees Celsius and kills everything in that ground. It's sterile. Nothing grows in it. Everything is dead. Because all the seed that was in there died. All the Man, if there was any bacteria, anything, it's all dead. It's just sterile. And then they would take a seed and put it in there, and then that, just that seed will grow, and there will be no weeds or anything like that. It's the same with you. You are sterile ground. And the word you allow in your life is what will produce fruit in your life. You cannot bear fruit. You are just a recipient of seed, and the seed will bear fruit. That's why we must know that God's unconditional love is the seed of God. That's why the Bible says, he who is born of God sins not, for his seed remains in him. Oh, hallelujah. This makes me excited to think that I cannot bear fruit, but I just allow the good news. What I do is when I read the Bible, I allow God's word. Remember, the word is the seed. God's reasoning. I allow his reasoning. I allow his way of thinking. I meditate upon it. I ponder upon it. I read it in the word. When I think of finance, let's take finances because it's such a tangible thing in all of our lives. Let's take finances. When I think I'm in a financial difficulty, you know what I do? I don't think of how I can't pay my debts or how I can't buy what I need to buy. I don't think of that. I like to meditate upon the scripture in Corinthians where it says that he was rich and then he was made poor so that we through his poverty might be made rich. That's the computation of God. That by nothing you do, you can become wealthy. But by his reasoning was, I'll give my son. Through one man, poverty came into this world called, his name was Adam. And through one man, Jesus Christ, wealth came into this world. And if you believe that, I want to tell you, you are doomed to be blessed. Thank you, Jesus. That's what he gives unto you. Amen. I mean, just enjoy this with me. Oh man, hallelujah. If you don't enjoy the word, man, I enjoy it myself. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read Colossians 1 verse 6. Let's read from verse 5. It speaks about verse 4. Well, if I continue like that, I'm going to read from verse 1. Let's read from verse 4. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love which you have to all the saints, for the hope which laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. So what he said, yeah, he said that they had faith and they had hope because of the word through which they heard of all these things, the word of the truth of the gospel. Now, verse 6 speaks about the word, the seed, the logos, God's logic. Remember what I said, God's logic is. It is thinking that he will live through you and not that you will live and bless, try and bless him by what you do. Man, you cannot bless God by what you do. It's impossible. If you could, you would have been the Christ. Hallelujah. And you aren't. You aren't the Messiah. You are not. Jesus is. There's just one apostle that brought forth salvation, and his name is called Jesus the Christ. Not Bertie the Brits or you the whoever you are. It is Jesus and only him. Thank you, Lord. And I just humble myself before that word and I say, thank you, God. Verse 6 says, this word of the truth of the gospel, this word of the truth of good news, which came unto you as it is also in the world, and is bringing forth fruit, and it does also in you. Listen what he says. He says the word is going through the world, and the word is bearing forth fruit, and it's bearing forth fruit in you. Now listen to this. Since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. Oh, hallelujah. That is good news, man. The more you hear grace, the more fruit you'll see in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Now, man, let's just go to another scripture quickly. And this is going to bless you in John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Now, what that just said in Colossians is, the more you hear the word of the truth of good news. Now, I just want to give you my definition of truth. I've given it a couple of times, but for those of you who are watching for the first time, truth is no conscience of sin. No consciousness of sin, but a consciousness of Jesus. Because we are not justified by what we do, but we are justified by believing on him. Hallelujah. That is truth. Now the word of the truth, the good news, is the message of God's grace. The message of God's influence in your life. The more you hear that, the more that word will bear fruit in your life. So stop to try to bear fruit. Get into the good news and you'll see a change of life. Hallelujah. The word, as I preached in the previous broadcast, of God only speaking good about you because He creates by what He says. Now God will never call you sick. Because if He calls you sick, you'll be sick forever. You'll be the epitome of sickness, man. Because what He says happens. You know, God was in darkness. I must say this. God was in darkness. There was darkness over the face of the earth. And the Spirit was hovering over the waters in darkness. And then God said, in darkness, let there be light. And then there was light. In the same way, He said, let plants come forth. And then there was plants. In the same way in your life, you can have darkness in your life. And what God will say over you, He spoke and He said in Jesus, there was darkness on the earth. The Spirit hovered over the earth. Jesus was born. Light came into the world. Hallelujah. And God spoke and He said, let there be light. And Jesus was born. And He spoke, let this come forth, let that come forth. And was coming forth in the lives of people. And so God's creating in your life by what He says. And what I want to say is, in darkness, God speaks the good thing. In darkness, He spoke, He said, light, and there was light. So in your life, because of what Jesus has done, even if you are in sin, He will say, you are forgiven. Even if you are still doing the thing, He says you are forgiven because by what He says He creates in your life. And the moment you hear that and believe that, man, that word comes into your life and produces fruit. And you feel the emotion of being forgiven. And the word forgiven also means to be set free. It means you are set free from the thing that was binding you. Because you can hear God saying that good thing over you. I can hear God saying unto me, you are healthy, you are wealthy, you are prosperous in your mind. I can hear God say, you are a success. Because even if I don't see it, because it's when you don't see it, when God really says it. Hallelujah. Because then He brings it forth by His word. If you believe that word in your heart, when you believe it, it is the word falling into your ground. But don't believe that word mixed with the law. Don't try and make sure that word's going to work by trying to live right. No, don't do that. Let right living come forth because of the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Man, it says here in John 15, and I'm just going to read through it quickly. And the next session, we're going to pick up where we left off in this one. It says, I am the true vine, my Father's husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, He takes away. Now that word takes away in the Greek means to lift up. Doesn't mean to take away. I don't know why they translate like that. Go and check out your concordance. You'll just see it's like that. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes or purges or cleans it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So what He says, if you are bearing fruit, He's going to clean you. If you show potential in the sense of you believe on Him, He's just going to cleanse you. How will He cleanse you? Not by pruning you. Not like I said, it's not the scissor ministries. Verse 3, it says, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. So what does He say? When you hear the word, when the word falls into your life, it cleanses you. Hallelujah, man. Thank you, Jesus. When you hear the word, it will cleanse you from your sins, the things you do wrong. Don't try and get the sins out of your life. Get the word in and let the word start to bear fruit. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? It says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot be fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. Man, thank you, Jesus. Maybe you are tired of trying to bear fruit. What you need to do is to accept the unconditional love of God. Thank you, Lord, for that. Let's just pray together. Father, I pray for the audience that are listening today. I thank you that you touch their lives. I thank you that fruit comes forth in their life as they open their heart to the message of God's unconditional love, your unconditional love, Father. I thank you it will not be mixed with do's and don'ts because that will just rob them. Thank you, my God, for your message of your love and that you live through me. Thank you that we can do nothing of ourselves, but your seed bears fruit in us, your good news. Amen. God bless you. And next week, Monday, 10 o'clock, the same time, we will be here again speaking on this message of bearing fruit. God bless you.